This is Trading for Cherry Garcia, written and read by McKay's Girl, for the prompt John, Rodney, and a Tub of Ben & Jerry's Cherry Garcia, given to me by Tipsy Witch. It's obviously a John and Rodney story, and the rating is NC-17. John plopped down on the edge of his bed with a pint of Ben & Jerry's Cherry Garcia, the cover discarded somewhere on his desk. He brought the first spoonful to his lips and sucked the ice cream off while the back of the spoon pressed cold against the roof of his mouth. He hummed his appreciation, enjoying the subtle flavor of the cherry ice cream combined with the taste of chocolate chunks and chewy cherries bursting on his tongue. John was about halfway through the container when his door slid open.
"Colonel, did you read the latest?"
Rodney stopped mid-sentence, his arms suspended mid-wave while he studied John curiously.
"Is that the last pint of Cherry Garcia?"
"Yep."
"Are you aware that that happens to be my favorite flavor?"
"I figured you for more of a coffee guy, McKay." John clutched the container protectively to his chest. "Actually, it's my second favorite. Cherry Garcia will always hold the number one spot. It got me through some long nights while working at Area 51, Rodney explained.
"That's nice," John said sarcastically. "Come on, Shepard. The Daedalus won't be here for another 3 weeks. You could at least share."
"Not a chance, Rodney." Rodney reached forward, making grabby hands at the carton.
"Gimme that!"
John lifted his arms above his head and leaned back, pulling the ice cream away from Rodney's grasp. Rodney lost his balance and toppled over, landing on top of John, pinning him to the bed. Surprised, John released his hold on the ice cream container, and it rolled off the bed onto the floor. And this was the stuff of John's fantasies. Rodney's broad, strong body stretched out over his, a warm pressure blanketing him from head to toe. John inhaled sharply, Rodney's scent filling his lungs. His cock took notice. There was only so much a man could take.
"What'll you give me for it?" John asked, concentrating on keeping his breathing under control.
Rodney pushed up, propping himself on his hands and giving John a perplexed look.
"What?
What will you give me for it?" John repeated more slowly, punctuating it with a roll of his hips. Rodney's eyelids fluttered closed, and a soft moan escaped his lips.
"What do you want?" he gasped.
John boosted himself up on his elbows, his mouth just millimeters away from Rodney's ear.
"Everything," he whispered.
Rodney pressed John back onto the mattress, trapping his hands above his head and capturing his mouth in a bruising kiss. He ground his pelvis down, and John could feel the hard length of Rodney's cock through layers of fabric. Rodney bit his way across John's jaw, tongue flicking out to soothe the skin. He licked the hot stripe up John's neck and nibbled on his earlobe.
"Where do you want me to start?"
he breathed in John's ear.
"Suck me," John moaned.
Rodney slithered down John's body, pressing kisses to John's collarbone, his bicep, the exposed strip of skin peeking out from under his t-shirt. He knelt on the floor, bracketed between John's thighs. John shuddered when Rodney's breath ghosted over his navel. Sure hands deftly unbuckled his belt, and John groaned as Rodney's hand brushed against his dick. Curling his shoulders up so he could see, John moaned as Rodney's fingers slipped under the waistband of his pants and boxers, and he lifted his ass off the bed so Rodney could shimmy them off his hips. John's cock sprang free, curving up towards his stomach. Rodney nuzzled the crease of John's groin, breathing him in before proceeding to lick his way up John's shaft, teasing the bundle of nerves on the underside of the head.
"Oh, God, Rodney," John gasped.
Rodney's tongue lapped at the slit and twirled around the head, and then he sucked John in, causing him to buck up into Rodney's invitingly warm mouth.
"Sorry," John murmured, and Rodney grinned wickedly around his cock.
"You want to fuck my mouth?" he asked after pulling off.
"Fuck Rodney," John whimpered, grabbing the base of his dick to prevent himself from coming right then.
"I'll take that as a yes," Rodney said smugly, scooting back to give John room to stand. John rose from the bed, positioning himself in front of Rodney. He gazed at Rodney's wide mouth, lips slick with saliva. Rodney leaned forward, taking John in and sucking lightly on the head. John felt the moment Rodney relaxed around him and started to move,
shallow thrusts that left him quivering. Rodney's hands snaked around his thighs, urging him to move faster. John sucked in a breath and began to fuck Rodney in earnest, moaning as his cock brushed the back of Rodney's throat. His hands threaded through Rodney's hair, and Rodney swallowed around him. "Rodney!" He came with a strangled cry, and Rodney drank him down, milking every last drop from him. Panting, John collapsed back on the bed, shuddering through the aftershocks of an amazing orgasm. Rodney crawled up beside him, rubbing himself against John's thigh. John unbuttoned Rodney's pants, quickly getting them out of the way so he can wrap a hand around Rodney's cock. He stroked hard and fast while kissing Rodney, chasing the taste of his own completion. Rodney growled as he came, striping John's belly. He flopped back on the bed, breathing harshly. "Wow, that was really good." "Yeah," John agreed. He rolled off the bed and was on his way to the bathroom to retrieve a wet washcloth when he noticed the melted ice cream that had spilled out of the container and was now on the floor. Rodney rolled to his side and peeked over the edge of the bed. "Hey," he whined, "my ice cream." John looked over his shoulder and shrugged, smirking at Rodney. "Oh, well, guess I owe you something else in its place." Rodney grinned back. "I'm sure I can think of something of equal value." The end.